Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Speaking of things that go unchecked, the prison system, that can go unchecked pretty well a lot of times. Not well, but to a degree where bad things happen. There's been claims by another inmate saying that Richard Allen is being abused by the staff and mistreated by the staff, the guards, some of the medical staff as well at the Westville Correctional Facility. This being spoken to by Robert Baston is his name. He was supposed to go and testify about this in open court, but at the very last minute decided not to leave his cell, saying, "My safety and fear for my life is why I am not leaving." I kind of say I can't blame him, but when you have allegations like this going on, they're not going to go testify in open court for fear of some sort of retribution back at them. How do you make sure these things are not going on? This seems like something we've been saying for a long time. Why is he in a federal prison or a prison system? Why is he not in the local jail? But it just kind of was like, well, it's not our, can't do anything about it. Like, maybe there should be something about it, because this seems like some pretty strong allegations of this abuse that may be going on to get it stopped or at least intervene or at the very least move him to where he should be.
I can't imagine that if Judge Gohl does not continue to preside over this, that another judge won't move him. Mm-hmm. I can't find one other case where somebody is accused and is serving their time pre-trial in a maximum security prison. And now with these new allegations, you never can take these at face value, because sure, you do have to look at the credibility of the person saying it. And this guy certainly lacks credibility. Mm-hmm. But some of the things they can look at are camera footage, but we've seen how cameras really aren't often trained in the places they should be. The individuals incarcerated know exactly where those cameras face, mm-hmm, and they know to conduct their business that is nefarious outside of the view of these cameras. They could interview the guards, but they've been interviewed at least to some degree already. Mm-hmm. And there's no way they're going to continue to say self-serving statements. I mean, just even about the Odin patch, saying, I'm wearing the patch, but I'm really not part of things. You know, it's just, there's, you know, they're not going to say that they've done anything nefarious to Richard Allen, but look at the guy.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to raise their hand and say, yeah, we've been doing that. But at the same point, I guess it's more of a forward-looking thought of, this seems like it could be fixed pretty easily. Some more cameras in more angles, in more places where there isn't an inch of those prisons that are not being monitored with some sort of system that one could go look at from a third party and say, show me camera this and this angle on this where these allegations happened, and see what's going on. Obviously, it costs money. A lot of these, especially private prisons, do make quite a bit of money. I don't think it's something that's not affordable, but it seems like something that should be there to not only protect the inmates, especially people who are innocent until proven guilty, like a Richard Allen, but also for the guards as well. If there would be some sort of allegation against one of the guards, you could go back and say, look, obviously not true, here's the footage. But there seems to be this desire, almost on both sides in some cases, to have those kind of little secret areas where those sort of things can take place, and prison justice, if you will, can be executed.
Well, I think, too, another answer could be body-worn cameras, that anytime you're interfacing with these inmates, they wear the BWCs. And that really, as you said, it protects both parties from false allegation and, you know, the inmates from being abused. These are the worst cases to work, I can tell you, working civil rights violations in the different resident agencies where I worked. It's tough because you go in there and the situation that they are in is terrible from the standpoint of these are prisons. They're around the dregs of society. They're always watching their back for getting attacked and violated, especially in. Not a situation that anybody wants to be in, but these guards take these jobs typically at a very low rate of reimbursement, of salary.
Sure.
And so you have this whole perfect storm.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have camera coverage. You don't have BWCs. You have people going to work angry, upset, concerned about their safety, and they're not getting paid barely enough to, you know, make the rent.
Yeah.
So it's a perfect storm. And like I say, these inmates can be horrible.
Oh, sure.
You know, we think people treat people bad on social media, which they do. That's how these people talk to these guards. They insult them. They insult their family members. They're terrible to them. And so it requires a lot of patience, right, to be verbally assaulted day in and day out and not lash out on occasion and things. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm just given the reality.
Sure. Yeah. No, without a doubt. I think just more oversight for everyone would avoid some of those allegations. And just shocking to see the deterioration of him over the course of a year. We've seen many other inmates in cells for even longer than that, and they seem to maintain their composure, their who they are. This is like a man who's been transformed into something else. It almost looks like he drank poison or something, and he's slowly deteriorating away.
Right. And just, I just can't imagine what it must be like to one day living in, you know, a middle-class home with a wife, with a daughter, working at the CVS every day, having a very normal life.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about guilt or innocence here. I'm just talking about the reality of somebody transforming from that to being around these guards, to being in a 9-by-12 cell 23 hours a day. It's just, it would be so negatively impactful on a person.
No, without a doubt. The sideshow on this needs to end, and it needs to go back to the focus of getting justice for those two little girls. Hopefully, this can all be sorted out by the Supreme Court, and we get back to that direction in the coming weeks and months.
Tony, I'm so glad you said that, because, you know, I think anyone that advocates for Abby and Libby, they're advocating because they see that if Richard Allen is indeed convicted, this is going to be overturned on so many issues, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody is trying to avoid. That's why I will say the fact that Brian Koberger is so coddled in his Latah County jail cell, at least that's not going to be an issue if indeed he is convicted. And that's what we want to see, right? The justice system work correctly.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.